This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that have become one new man in Messiah. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Question, if someone squeezed you, what would come out? Answer, not a whole lot different than if someone were to squeeze someone that did not know the Messiah. Problem, how do you solve it? I have an individual that I've just gotten to know on the telephone, and I am so excited about this interview that by faith we've decided to do 2 weeks. His name is Leif Hetland, and Leif was born in Norway from a fourth-generation Pentecostal family. He went astray, as so many young people today are doing it. But he had an encounter with the Messiah that revolutionized his life, and he decided he would serve God. But he quickly, as a pastor, went into burned-out works mentality. He didn't know anything better, so he kept doing it. But then he found there was something better. Then he found there was something more, and his whole ministry was transformed. And I'm believing, as you listen to us this week, your whole life will be transformed. Aren't you crying? Aren't you praying to God there must be something more? Aren't you saying to God, I am desperate for greater intimacy with you? Yet there seems to be something that is blocking what you know should be yours, but you don't have it yet. I believe as you eavesdrop in our conversation that there's going to be a light bulb that will go on that will forever change your destiny. Leif, I had a very unfortunate thing happen to me a couple of days ago. I got together with a friend of mine, and he is a biblical counselor, and he said, Sid, would you please pray for me? Because I'm meeting with one of the worst situations, a little 14-year-old girl. She had never been sexually active. And one day, she had an argument with her parents. And she went out in a huff and got together with a male friend and had one beer. And he said, you know, and she'd never had beer in her life. And she came from a good Christian family. And then her friend said, you know, and they were at a party with a few other people. You really need to unwind. Would you have another beer? And she did. She had the second beer. And then before she knew it, they slipped a drug on her called ecstasy. And before she knew it, she was getting intimate with all of the male guest at that party.
Wow.
And she was going to now meet with this biblical counselor. What a sad tragedy. And he said something to me, which I'd like you to pick up on. He said, when he first spoke with her, he said, where do you think you made your mistake? And she said, when I had my first beer. And he said, no, you made your first mistake when you got angry with your parents. I'd like to know what's going on inside of you with that little story.
Well, I can identify with that story because it was very similar to my own life and my own story, how because of anger towards parents and eventually towards church that also related towards an anger towards God, I spent about 5 years with scars as a consequence of some of my action that I did as a result of it. But I do believe that so many young people that are looking for security, they're looking for love, value, they're looking for affirmation, they're looking for purpose and destiny, then suddenly, as I'm saying, in the middle of that when something is being devastated. Many times when they don't know what to do, they don't know where to go. First of all, I want to encourage some of the parents as a reminder of the Luke 15, where you have a perfect father and still one of them chose rebellion and the other one chose religion, despite of the parents have lived right and perfect. The other encouragement I want to say even to this young lady and this young girl, like it is in my life, and I hope that nobody needs to experience what she had experienced. And at the same time period, I have seen again and again where the Father himself places his robe of righteousness. And I have sit there actually with people that ended up in prostitution, and they have stood before an altar with a white dress, feeling like virgin again. And that means that through Messiah, through Jesus, an encounter of the robe of righteousness being placed upon them, that they have been bathed by the Father and in the Father's love. And he went back and he visited that incident and all of the different things that took place that the Father just erased it. And when they're looking back, they don't look at their history, but their destiny. So I think that even like a Rahab, she was not treated in behalf of her history, but her destiny. And I just wanted to encourage both the parents that even if they've been perfect parents, you can still end up with a prodigal son and a brother. And for this precious little girl, that what men are meant for evil, God still can use this for good. And she can be a tool that God can use if she just allowed the healing love of God to move in and to visit that episode and to be able to, through the precious blood of Jesus, like we believe in physical healing, do an emotion healing. And I have hundreds and hundreds of stories just from the last couple of weeks, not of the same incidents, but similar incidences where people, again, has been restored back again to how it was before the fall came in. So I am saddened in behalf of her and her family. And at the same time period, I do believe, as I'm saying, that so many times I've seen that tragedy has become a triumph. And instead of whining, we can be shining. Instead of being bitter, we can become better. And that's what I pray that the rest of the believing audience will do. We will stand in the gap and pray that for this 14-year-old girl and the family, and that this little girl can be another person that would fit into the Hebrew hall of faith. I will call it the hall of grace. And humility releases God's ability. So when she has broken down, she's been humble, that I just ask now that we will have the same view towards this girl as we see the Heavenly Father did in Luke 15 towards the prodigal son, that because maybe of his anger or hurt, he wasted his inheritance. But let us just also keep that heart and that love. And I do believe that that perfect love can come in and can bring healing to the wounded heart and the wounded spirit. And one day that she can stand before a husband, even if she may be back in the memory bank, knows what happened, she can still feel like a virgin because of the precious blood of Jesus covers over all of the mistake that she has done.
Leif, I want to take you back to 1995, and an individual I've interviewed several times crossed paths with you. His name is Randy Clark. Tell me what he prophesied.
Well, I was in a pastor's conference in Haugesund, Norway. I was the senior pastor of Sandnes Baptist Church. And in the middle of the meeting, like everybody else, I had a lot of orphan spirit and orphan thinking. I can be honest, I went there, I want to get something so that I can have a growing congregation or gifts of the Spirit. I was there to valuing God for what he was going to do for me. But when Randy came up to me and he prophesied, he spoke and he saw a picture of me being a bulldozer. And he said that you are going to go into nations and territories where the gospel has never been before. And I'm seeing like the Amazon jungle, a bulldozer that is just knocking down all of those trees. But I'm seeing there is a mass amount of people that is following after you. And then he used the word apostle. As a Baptist, I was just thinking, well, missionary. But I didn't understand what that meant. But right after that, I had a major injury where I ended up almost 9 months in out and in of hospital, and almost lost my sanity. So it's very strange that there's a battle you have to fight after the battle you won. Here God is making me pregnant with his purpose and his reason, but I didn't have ears to hear what that meant. But for 9 months I laid in hospital bed with a destroyed neck and back, and all I could do was to look up. And during that time period, the Father started to beat his beat in my heart in regard to the 35,000 people who die today, who live their whole entire life on this earth, and they never heard the name of Jesus, and it just changed my life.
In your wildest imagination, Leif, in your wildest imagination, did you ever think you would win 500,000 Muslims to the Lord?
Definitely no, and still sometimes I feel intimidated when I'm hearing about me winning, because I do know so clearly everything is God's grace, and it is such a team effort. There is other people that definitely needs to get the honor and the glory for that. I was thinking about one Pakistani missionary who said, I spent 25 years praying and preparing the ground, and eventually was kicked out of the country, and I saw two believers in those 25 years. He is professor of one of the most famous seminary, actually the head of the missiology department with a PhD. But then for us to be able to coming in to places and to see the tens and tens of thousands of people in every single meeting.
I was watching a video in Pakistan and seeing blind eyes open, people that children that have never spoken before, never heard before. And I believe, Mishpucha, that God has led Leif to an understanding of the Father's love that the Father God has for Leif. And the Father has so much love. He has as much love for you as he has for Leif. And I believe as much destiny for you as he has for Leif. And I have been listening to these four CDs called Father Loves You, plus a CD for physical healing. I mean, it is bringing so much peace to me, but it is opening up vistas. There's a, you know, it's not psychology. It's an affirmation and understanding who you are in the Messiah. And I happen to believe everyone listening to me right now has a love deficit. And you may not even know exactly how it came, but the light bulbs will go on. We're asking $30, a donation of $30 for the four CDs of The Father Loves You and one CD on healing. Trust me, go for it, and you'll go for the gold. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.